And the mini set is a three song or three spoken word pieces set. Tonight we are delighted to have Christine Dyer Ward, who's a wonderful singer. She has just a beautiful voice. And accompanying her will be Junko Ogawa, who will play both keyboard and guitar with her. And Junko was one of the featured artists last week, and it was an amazing night. So I know you're going to enjoy the music tonight, and they'll just take a moment or two to get settled and relax, sit back. You're going to have a wonderful mini set. Give Christine and Junko a big welcome.
I want to make sure I let you folks know is if it wasn't for Junko Ogawa, I would not be here at all. We met in a voice class through Brookline Adult Ed, I think it's more than 2 years ago. And she said to me at the end, she said, "We're going to go do open mics." And I said, "What?" And she said, "Well, I'm going to do it and you're coming." And I said, "What?" It's perfect. Yeah. And so I said, "Okay, I'll go, but I'm not singing." Well, boy, she got me up on stage. So if it wasn't for her, this would never even take place. Junko Ogawa. She's been gracious enough to back me up with piano and guitar on many occasions. It's an incredible effort of support and friendship, and I will always appreciate that. So I hope that you enjoy what we're going to do tonight. The first song is a song written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. It's a little bit of a twist to the song. It's Wild Horses.
Childhood living, it's easy to do. The things that you wanted, well, I bought them for you. Graceless lady, you know who I am. Slide through my hands and wild horses couldn't drag me away. And wild horses couldn't drag me away. I watched you suffer. A dull aching pain. Now you've decided to show me the same. Or off stage lines can make me feel bitter or treat you.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. So the next song I'm doing is an old favorite, and it's kind of strange that it's in my set. The Rose was a song that has been sung many times in my life. It was sung at my first wedding to my son's father, and it had a lot of meaning then, and it still has a lot of meaning now. And one of the biggest meanings now is, since I've met Junko Ogawa, she was taking this voice lesson with me, and she said, I've never sung before. Well, if anyone has ever heard Junko in the last year and a half, you think, no, that can't be right. I think that Junko has truly blossomed as a rose in the past 2 years, and so this song is dedicated to her.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Some say love. Soul to bleed. say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love, it is a flower. It's the dream, afraid of waking, that never takes the chance. It's the one who won't be taken, who cannot seem to give. Soul afraid of dying, that never learns to live. When the night has been too lonely and the road been too long, and you think that love is only for the lucky and the strong, just remember in the winter, lies a seed that with the sun's love in the spring becomes the rose.
Never chug water. Okay. Thank you so much. The next and last song is a song written by Duke Ellington and Nora Jones. It's called Don't Miss You at All. And the feel of the song lifts my spirit. It reminds me of just how enduring the human heart and soul are. And that's why I usually enter this into my act. As I sit and watch the snow falling down, I don't miss you at all. I hear children playing, laughing so loud. I don't think of their smile. So if you never come to me, dark eyes don't haunt me, and then I wonder who I am.
sit and watch the snow falling down. I don't miss you at all. I don't miss you at all. I don't miss you.
Thank you.
Christine Dyer and Junko Ogawa. Let's hear it for them again.